The 17th day of Bashan, the passing of Saint Epiphanius, Bishop of Cyprus. On this day, the Church commemorates the passing of Saint Epiphanius, Bishop of Cyprus, in the year 402 AD. Born into a Jewish family, Epiphanius learned about Christianity at a young age and was drawn to it. Later, Epiphanius saw a poor man asking for charity from a monk. The monk had no money to give, so he gave the poor man the cloak from his back. Epiphanius had a sudden vision of a white garment coming down from heaven onto the monk to replace that which he had given in charity. Epiphanius went to the monk and asked him what was his faith. The monk replied that he was Christian. When Epiphanius showed great eagerness to know more about Christianity, the monk took him to a bishop who taught him and later baptized him. Epiphanius was moved by God to become a monk, and so the bishop sent him to the monastery of St. Lucianus. There he became a disciple to St. Hilarion and excelled in asceticism, wisdom, and church teachings. St. Hilarion prophesied that Epiphanius would someday become a bishop and commanded him to go to Cyprus, the island that lies between Turkey and Greece, and added that if the office of bishop were offered to him there, not to refuse it. Shortly later, after the Bishop of Cyprus passed away, Epiphanius went with two other monks into the city to purchase some supplies for the monastery. God had inspired another bishop to go to the market at that time to find a monk named Epiphanius who was holding two clusters of grapes. This is who would be ordained the Bishop of Cyprus. Sure enough, when the monk found Epiphanius, he was holding two clusters of grapes in his hands. The bishop knew that this was the monk chosen by God and took him to the church, where Epiphanius was ordained a deacon and then priest and then bishop. Saint Epiphanius guided his congregation with holiness and wisdom. He wrote many books and articles on church teachings and frequently made impassioned sermons about mercy. During that time, the bishop of Jerusalem, John, was not merciful and ignored the needs of the poor. Saint Epiphanius borrowed some of John's expensive gold and silver table dishes and then sold them and gave the money to the poor and needy. The bishop of Jerusalem wanted his gold and silver dishes back and was angry at Epiphanius for what he had done with them. John was suddenly struck blind and realized that he had displeased God with his stingy attitude. He asked Epiphanius to pray that his sight be returned, and God restored the sight to one of his eyes. In the year 402 AD, in the capital city of Constantinople, Eudoxia, who was the emperor's wife, was trying to drive out St. John Chrysostom, the bishop of Constantinople. She requested that St. Epiphanius help her in her efforts, but instead, Epiphanius tried hard to reconcile her with St. John Chrysostom. Eudoxia refused and even threatened to close the churches. Finally, St. Epiphanius returned to Cyprus, where he would peacefully pass away later that year. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.